KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky, 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Emergency management officials in Montgomery and Pottawatomie counties say abnormally warm temperatures and several months of below normal precipitation have led to extremely dry conditions in the rural areas and the instituting of burn bans effective today. In Pottawatomie County, the burn ban begins at 8 a.m., while in Montgomery County, the ban goes into effect at 10 a.m. The bans were approved Tuesday by the state fire marshal's office and will remain in effect until adequate moisture is received. Officials say in the past few weeks, area fire departments in Montgomery, Pottawatomie, and surrounding counties have responded to numerous grass and wildland-type fires. An application to your local fire chief can be obtained to allow a permit for an open burn if your local fire official believes it's safe to do so. After approval of the permit, several county entities are informed to lessen the danger of false alarms. Officials warn this is a dangerous situation, and officials say they're relying on the public to assist them in enforcing the ban. The conditions are currently favorable for a fast-moving wildland fire that can destroy property and be life-threatening if uncontrolled. Once again, the burn ban for Pottawatomie County goes into effect at 8 a.m. today, while Montgomery County goes into effect at 10 a.m. News time is 7:07.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green said yesterday that three individuals, or juveniles it is, had been arrested in connection with a string of vandalisms which occurred over the past several weeks. 14-year-old Patrick Ralston, 13-year-old Isaiah Lagasse, and 13-year-old Austin Boggs, all from Atlantic, were charged with trespassing, criminal mischief in the second degree, and criminal gang participation. Two of the juveniles were transported to the juvenile detention facility in Council Bluffs, while a third was placed with his parents pending a hearing. The arrests occurred, according to the police department, on Sunday and on Monday. Green says his officers began receiving complaints a few weeks ago about buildings in both the downtown Atlantic area and residential areas being spray-painted. In all, more than two dozen buildings sustained damage, but Green doesn't know the dollar amount of the damage just yet, or for that matter, how much restitution the juveniles might be required to make to correct the damage.
You know, part of the difficulty is getting estimates out of people, because to remove spray paint from concrete basically requires sandblasting, and most people don't go through the trouble of removing it. So we have to have a true financial value to be able to get them restitution. So they have to go through the trouble of getting an estimate from somebody and things like that. And how many of these people will, I don't know. There was a couple buildings in the park that were done, so I'm sure the city's going to be cleaning those up at some point in time.
Over the course of the last week, some specific lettering was discovered, which related to the teens attempting to identify themselves as a gang. The chief says while the gang situation is being handled seriously, officers would like the public to know that both the age of the offenders and the quick response from law enforcement has prevented a true gang from evolving. He said the teens didn't even care if the law enforcement officials knew who they were or not.
You know, they had a heads up that we were coming after them, and they continued to do it anyway, which kind of shows you their mindset was, you know, we're going to be rebels till the end type thing. And that's an uncool place to go when you're 14 years old, because by the time you're 18, you know, you're going to be prime candidate for the pen.
The chief says officers from virtually every shift formed a team effort to stop the threat from maturing and to solve the vandalisms that were taking place.
You know, we try and nip the gang mentality in the bud, and while some people may think that it's using the gang charge is going a little bit overboard. We have our reasons.
Atlantic police say also that a 15-year-old female was cited last Friday for allegedly assaulting another juvenile. Jordan Nielsen of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of serious assault. The teen was later released to her parents and cited into juvenile court. A Red Oak man was taken into custody early this morning on a warrant out of Montgomery County for contempt of court, illegal resistance. Red Oak police say 20-year-old James Leroy Christensen Jr. of Red Oak was arrested just after 3 a.m. Christensen was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $13,000 bond. And the Atlantic City Council is set to meet this evening during their 5:30 p.m. session at City Hall. The council will hear a report from the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, or CADCO, and they'll act on a resolution supporting an affordable housing development proposal for the Southern Heights 2nd and 3rd editions. City Administrator Doug Harris said developer Cohen Esri has requested the city's financial support for their proposed 16-unit affordable housing project, which would consist of 16 three-bedroom, 1,200-square-foot single-family houses. The houses would cost $100,000 each. The city's finance committee has met twice to discuss the request and is expected to recommend the council approve the resolution, along with a level of financial support not to exceed $160,000. The contribution would lower the developer's operating costs and allow them to meet the requirements for the Iowa Finance Authority's low-income housing tax credits. Harris says if the council passes the resolution and the developer is awarded the tax credits, the council can place requirements on the project through the development and minimum assessment agreements, which can be negotiated prior to the approval of any development incentives. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Marcelin Fredrickson, age 78 of Atlantic and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Marcelin Fredrickson will be today at 9:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Reba Becky Lund, age 87 of Council Bluffs and formerly of Minden, died Saturday. Funeral services for Becky Lund will be this morning at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ronald Bergen, age 77 of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Ronald Bergen will be held today at 11 o'clock. At Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan, Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joseph Lucian, age 91 of Erling, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Joseph Lucian will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Michael Jewell, age 66 of Audubon, died Friday. Massive Christian burial service for Michael Jewell will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Vicki Jo Parker, age 57 of Avoca, died Friday. Memorial services for Vicki Jo Parker will be held today at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sherry Ann Freeman, age 64 of Menlo, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sherry Ann Freeman will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Walter Mordhorst, age 93 of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Walter Mordhorst will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Francis Carter, age 87 of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Francis Carter will be held Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Eloise Peterson, age 91 of Atlantic, died Monday. Services for Eloise Peterson will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Bernice Adair, age 91 of Panora, died Monday. Funeral services for Bernice Adair will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Leroy Rokoltz, formerly of Adair, died Friday. Graveside services for Leroy Rokoltz will be held Friday at 11 o'clock in the Dalmanutha Cemetery north of Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. And Glenn Benfield, age 75, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Glenn Benfield will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic, with the Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.